This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Used to be if you wanted to store money somewhere, no questions asked, you'd send it to Switzerland. That era is drawing to a close. Several Swiss banks have just said they'll cooperate with U.S. officials cracking down on tax evaders. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith is following this. Morning, Stacey.
Hi, David.
So tell me, what made Swiss banks decide to finally cooperate with U.S. officials?
Well, David, I wish I could say it were the spirit of cooperation, but it's not. It's fear, actually. The U.S. is threatening to prosecute Swiss banks if they're found to be helping wealthy Americans avoid taxes. Over the summer, the Swiss government and the U.S. government came up with a plan for banks that might be helping American clients evade taxes by, say, storing money offshore. About 100 banks are expected to comply with this plan by the end of the year.
Now, are the banks admitting guilt here?
They're not. Many have, in fact, said that they're pretty sure they're innocent, but they're not positive, and they're worried they might have an American client or two who, you know, might not be paying taxes on money that they're storing in accounts there.
Now, if it turns out the banks are holding untaxed income from Americans, what happens?
Well, under this plan, the banks will hand over some information and they'll pay a fine if they're guilty. The fine is up to 50% of the money that they're holding for those clients, untaxed money. And if they don't cooperate, the penalties are stricter. Several Swiss banks, including Credit Suisse, are under criminal investigation in the U.S. And if a bank is found guilty on criminal charges, it can lose its right to do business in the U.S.
Now, why is the U.S. government cracking down so hard now?
Well, tax evasion is a big problem. It's costing the U.S. government more than $300 billion a year. So there's a lot of motivation.
Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith, thank you.
Thanks, David.